Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update here on this Monday morning. In high school football from last Friday night, all three of our teams are still in it and moving on. In Class 3A, Elizabethtown comes from behind in the fourth quarter to complete the comeback and defeat the Bardstown Tigers to remain perfect 35-28. In Class 4A, John Hardin Bulldogs blank the Spencer County Bears 41-0. And finally, in Class 6A, North Hardin moves on after defeating Meade County 36-7. Moving now to men's college basketball this weekend, the number 10 Kentucky Wildcats were dealt a rare home loss at Rupp Arena, losing to the Richmond Spiders yesterday 76-64. The Louisville Cardinals, meanwhile, get a win at home and remain perfect at 3-0, defeating Prairie View 86-64. And we usually don't talk about Murray State here, but I couldn't believe this score. The Murray State Racers pick up a huge win at home, defeating Greenville 173-95. That surpasses the previous highest game total by the Racers. They defeated Campbellsville back in 1994, scoring 138 in that game. In women's college basketball this weekend, the number 11 Kentucky Wildcats win at home again, defeating Belmont 70-50. And the number 5 Louisville Cardinals easily defeat Eastern Kentucky 101-58. In college football this weekend, Kentucky loses on the road to Florida in the Swamp, losing 34-10. And the Louisville Cardinals lose on the road as well, this time to Boston College, 34-27. And finally this morning, over in the NFL yesterday, the Cincinnati Bengals lose at home to the visiting New York Giants, 19-17. And in a very tight AFC South, the Tennessee Titans pick up a big win on the road versus the Colts, winning 45-26. And that does it for your sports update here on this Monday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.